People always ask me, Ms. Licker, do you support the police and all this? Do you help a crime investigate? I don't get nowhere near them damn people. Why you think I'm on nerve pills now if it wasn't for Popo? You know, the other day they stopped Beverly Budwine down here by the circle in her purple Buick, honey. They claimed she had made a rolling stop or something like that. She said, how am I supposed to stop all this damn car and roll a joint at the same time? Now, hell. Now, in Texas, they had these canine units, and they go, big old German Shepherd go through your car. But in Louisiana, they use actual live raccoons. They put a whole load of them in your car. They will tear your upholstery out. I had one of them raccoons completely ate one of my bare white 8-tracks, honey. Way back in the olden times, there used to be a bumper sticker, and it said on there, if you don't like the police, then next time you get robbed, call a hippie. Honey, back then, if I needed somebody to help me or get revenge or something, I just called my cousin Fruit Bowl. You remember Fruit Bowl? Never said nothing. He just made them clicking sounds. I hate when the police use the abbreviations on me, sitting there talking about, we're going to have to take you in for FTA and all this, DRI. I want y'all to spell it out for me. I want you to go on and say, failure to appear. Because by the time you get through that being said, I'd be done slipped out them handcuffs and ran halfway down the street, honey. I may be so fat it'd take me 2 minutes to get off the couch, but when that popo pull out them cuffs, honey, I can sprint, okay? Anyway, now back to the Grizzly Adams Show. I mean, Michael Berry. Oh my God, that beard looks so nasty. Filthy, it needs oops steams. Come out here and do something with it.